Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And we are going to get back right in it. You know, I'm used to extreme statements, nasty statements, false statements from Tucker Carlson. You know who Tucker Carlson is? False statements, nasty statements, Fox News, Tucker Carlson. But he exceeded even himself the other day. He told viewers, his viewers, that they should call the police on parents with kids who wear masks outdoors. He said, if you see a child wearing a mask outdoors, call the police on the parents. He said, if you see an adult wearing a mask outdoors, harass them. You know, that's an incitement to violence. That's an incitement to unlawful conduct, at least to disorderly conduct and pushing and shoving. I would haul him in if I were a district attorney in New York. Why don't we start with New York and decide if there's enough there to indict him. Saying that you should harass adults who are wearing masks is an incitement to violence. Saying that you should call the police on parents where their children are wearing masks, there are crimes having to do with obstruction. If the police pick you up and you give a false name, you've committed a felony, believe it or not. You may not be prosecuted. If you give a false address, if you lie to them, if you put in a police report knowing that it's false, you've committed a felony. Telling his viewers to call the police, lodge a criminal complaint against parents because their children wear masks in accordance with directives of the CDC, Center for Disease Control, or for other municipal or governmental authorities, is a call to put in a false police report. I'm tired of him. I really am tired of Tucker Carlson. It's one thing, he makes a lot of money. He has a lot of viewers. He makes a heck of a lot of money. And I get it. And he's willing to say anything. Rush Limbaugh made even more than he did. And Rush Limbaugh lied continuously his entire life. I'm not even convinced he believed all the stuff he said. People will lie for money, and they'll certainly lie for that kind of money. But when you tell viewers to harass adults wearing masks, that's an invitation to violence. And when you tell viewers that they should file a false police report on parents because their children wore masks, there should be a criminal consequence to that. Tucker Carlson should be dragged into a district attorney's office. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, I'm getting a little bit of humor out of all these talking heads talking about Joe Biden, President Biden, far more progressive than they thought he'd be. The young demographic of 18 to 26 is down with him even more than Sanders now, on and on and on. Thinking, you know, so the first thing I thought of with this is, you know, could it be the guy's a politician and a darn good one? And people change on ideas. He's taken the country, I think, where the country wants to go, as opposed to, you know, for instance, the infrastructure thing, the spending there, the numbers are really good on support for that. Much like in the early 60s when, you know, Kennedy wanted to take us to the moon. by the end of the decade. You got to shoot for something, and that's what he's doing. And I just don't see it as being that odd at all. I think he's a lot better politician than people gave him credit for. And he's actually going to do some big things. And I give him tremendous amount of credit in his first 100 days.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, let me build on that one. When you say people may not give him the right credit, you know, he was elected a senator when he was 29 years old in 1972, and he served till 2008 when he became vice president. Well, you know, you try getting in the Senate for something like 5 or 6 terms, you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Proxmire did the same thing here. You're doing something right. You are representing the people the way they want to be represented. And the other thing about it is that you're absolutely right. He is doing something constructive, something growth-oriented, building up our alliances, the coronavirus, the pandemic relief, infrastructure is exactly what we need right now. Republican and Democratic economists have said that. He's building. He's a builder. He grows. He's helping the country grow. It's not stagnant. I mean, Trump for 4 years did nothing but spew hate, attack people, insult people, injure and damage, and try to simply benefit his small base. That was wrong. People don't want that. People in his base didn't really want that. They want a leader. Joe Biden is a leader. And it is funny, you know, some of these so-called progressives come forward. I think a lot of it is they're trying to help themselves. You know, like Ocasio-Cortez gives $5,000 contributions to people and they turn it back because some of the stuff she stands for, the BDS movement, socialism and all that, the Democratic Party is not going to have any part of. So in a sense, a lot of progressives, by praising Biden, attach themselves to something growth-oriented and normal, and it benefits them. But there's a deeper subtext to it, and that is that it's very, very true that younger voters in their late teens and 20s do like what he's doing because he's peacefully oriented. He's firm when he has to be. You know, they launch rockets against our base in Iraq, and he's going to respond. And he's going to privately tell Putin back down immediately, and he did, and he's going to build our alliances. But he's also going to do pandemic relief. He's also going to do pandemic relief. He's going to do infrastructure, and people love it. So everybody benefits. I think that a lot of the progressives are piling on, praising him because in the past they attacked him, and now they realize he's doing a good job, and they want to be associated with success. God bless him. Okay. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Nothing wrong with that. Going back to the lines, Mark of the Sack, my friend, congratulations. You win a T-shirt, and Evan already has your info, so congratulations.
Yep.
On adding to your T-shirt collection. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, I'd like to know what can be done about the people that are spreading the anti-vax, anti-mask propaganda that has infected some of these people. I mean, some of these people who are sincerely concerned about the safety of some of the vaccines because of, you know, the past history of some of the pharmaceutical companies now have become firmly convinced, you know, that the vaccines are bad, that the virus is a hoax, that masks are bad, the mask mandates are draconian, and that it is just, these people are spreading death, and when does it become free speech versus you're spreading stuff that becomes dangerous to everybody? I mean, that Robert Kennedy Jr. apparently has gone down the rabbit hole and is where he used to be reasonable. You know, he used to be, you know, trying to call drug companies to account, but now he's become, I guess, firmly anti-vaccine, and I don't know for him or not, but these people don't believe that the virus is real, that they think that it's all a hoax, that it's not as dangerous as they say it is, and that how do we combat that? I mean, that it just, because there's a whole cottage industry that's developed around the anti-vax, anti-virus, you know, or that the virus doesn't exist movement, and that how do we combat that? It's tragic.
You know, I mean, you're absolutely right. And the thing is about these anti-vaxxers, I saw a fairly chilling interview with a nurse in one of the Dakotas. It may have been south of North Dakota. This goes on early on, but there's a pro-Trump, and this is before vaccine even, there was a pro-Trump COVID denier, and he was a middle-aged gentleman, and he got COVID. And very sadly, he passed away. And as he passed away, apparently there was no family member that's permitted there, and the nurse and the doctor leaned down on him. And they talked about COVID and what a terrible thing it is. He said, I don't have COVID. And they said, well, you're dying of it. And he said, no, it's something else. It's not COVID. And then he gasps and he dies. I mean, when you have that kind of denial, and I'm going to use an anecdote. I've used this before, but it's always puzzled me. Two guys, now they had a little alcohol. Okay. They had a little alcohol, a couple of guys in Texas, your buddies, they're walking around at night and they come on a pond and it said, no swimming, beware of gator, no swimming, beware of gator. One guy rips off his shirt and says, F the gator. And he runs and he jumps in the pond. And you know what survived? One of his sneakers. That was it. They found one of his sneakers floating. Now that's sad. It's sad. The guy had a few brewskis. Okay. I get it. But at some point you can't just yell F the gator. Okay. And especially when the gator got you and you're about to die of COVID, if you continue to deny it, see, there are people right now, Mark, that are still denying it. They are anti-vaxxers. And you say about, there is no purported bad reaction to Moderna or Pfizer, you know, blood clot, none of that with them at all. People say, well, you know, I felt a little tired for a while. Okay, fine. And with Johnson & Johnson, something like less than 20 cases out of 8 million, 20 cases out of 8 million, and the 8 million are then with one shot, they are vaccinated totally. They don't even need a second shot. There's no question that you should take whatever vaccine is given to you. And with Moderna and Pfizer, 8% of the people that got them, 5 million people, are refusing to get the second shot. Why? It reminds me, there was a guy who, he had a heart transplant and they gave him anti-rejection medication. They said, you got to take it every day for 2 weeks. After 3 days, he said, I'm feeling good, and he stopped taking it, and he almost died. And, you know, look, follow what the doctor says. Anti-rejection medication, you take it for whatever he says. Take the vaccine. But you have anti-vaxxers, you're absolutely right. It's irrational, and there's a lot of people, and they are interfering with our herd immunity and jeopardizing a lot of folks. We're coming to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.